Houston versus Dallas. The Cowboys have the rings, the rich history, the flash and panache, and a good chunk of Houstonians flat out hate the Cowboys. That fact alone had the city amped up for the franchise opener in 2002, and the players themselves got caught up in it as well.
I grew up in Centerville, Texas, which is exactly halfway between Houston and Dallas. So I got to experience both sides of the railroad track, so to speak, the Dallas Cowboy fans and the Texans fans.
As a player, there's certain things you try not to worry about the media and you try not to worry about what the fans are saying all the time. But there's a certain part of playing in an NFL city where you absorb those feelings from the fans.
The two teams actually spent a few days practicing against each other and wound up scrimmaging at Robertson Stadium in August. The Cowboys were featured that preseason on HBO's Hard Knocks and said some things that helped intensify the hard feelings Houston had for America's team.
I just remember them acting like absolute idiots out at practice. It was, okay, I get it. You're the Cowboys. You know, swag's through the roof. We get it.
We watched on Hard Knocks the next week, right after the scrimmage. Campo, the coach for the Cowboys, got on the bus and sat down next to Emmitt Smith and said something to the effect of, wow, we're just a rolling ball of butcher knives, huh? And I remember watching that and thinking, man, I can't wait to play these guys.
When game day finally rolled around, there were, understandably, some jitters.
It was pretty exciting. I mean, you could tell that the atmosphere was not your typical regular season game. It felt like you were in the playoffs, and this was an important game that you had to win.
We walked into that stadium, and the roar, I mean, because, you know, it had gotten loud during preseason, but not really. But the atmosphere, what was it, 1-15 is okay, just beat Dallas. I mean, that sign was prevalent.
I was probably more nervous before that game than before any playoff game I ever played in.
I've been in some loud stadiums, and we've broadcast from some loud stadiums. But, guys, I have to tell you, this, I think, has set the record. This is as loud as I've ever heard a stadium.
I mean, I remember running out of the tunnel, and it was so loud that the hair on the back of my neck was standing up. I could feel it vibrating.
Well, the doors are about to get blown off Reliance Stadium. Roof closed, the fans in a frenzy,
and the towels are going.
The first time I stepped out there for an actual game and heard the noise in that stadium, and you see it filled to the rafters with people, and it's such a steep seating arrangement, it was just really, it was electrifying.
Here it is, the first kickoff in Texans history. Norr swings the leg, ball in the air. Here's Jermaine Lewis at the 5-yard line. Brings it out over the 10, 15, 20, cuts left, 25, 30, still going. And he's down at the 35-yard line. Jermaine Lewis with a terrific kickoff return for the Houston Texans.
What's he thinking, Joe? What do you think he's thinking?
I think he's thinking about the first play. What do I want to do? Let me just, to be honest with you, what I thought of, just get the snap.
On the actual sideline, DC looked really nervous. He was doing everything he could to suppress the whole I'm nervous and give off cool, calm, and collective. But I saw it in his eyes. He was nervous, as he should have been, as I was, and as every other rookie on that team was, and then even some of the older guys, just because it was so new. It was just uncharted territory for everybody, you know, being in a new franchise.
Yeah, he did a nice job of kind of keeping his composure, and he was excited just like all the rest of us. But, you know, we had confidence in him and he had confidence. I don't think there was a lot of anxiety or nervousness. I think it was just more excitement to get out there on the field.
On the very first play from scrimmage, following the nice return by Jermaine Lewis, the Texans went deep.
To the right side, it's Corey Bradford, I formation behind the rookie quarterback, David Carr.
On the sideline, looking at DC, I think I gave him a hard time. Said, "Are you nervous? Don't be nervous. Don't fumble the snap. Messing with him." Before the first play, we were like, "He's going to air this thing out, and CB's going to make me look good."
Carr looks it over, drops back in the pocket. David throws long, right sideline. Wants a man. Pass interference called. Corey Bradford, the intended receiver. Double coverage. The Texans are going to get the ball deep in Dallas territory.
A few plays later, the Texans got on the scoreboard for the first time in team history as David Carr hit tight end Billy Miller for a touchdown.
Takes the snap. Stands tall. Throws. Short left. Caught by Miller. Yeah. Takes it over the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston. David Carr far to Billy Miller, the first touchdown in Texans history. A 19-yarder, and the Texans strike first.
He was all effort. Billy just made the play, and when he stretched out for the touchdown, couldn't have been no better. That's the best touchdown stretch out I have ever seen since playing football.
That was an exciting touchdown. Obviously, you knew you were a part of history when that happened. It was the first touchdown in the history of the organization, and it happened against the Dallas Cowboys, and we struck first. So it was an exciting play, and I just remember, you know, feeling like we just won the Super Bowl scoring that touchdown, like it was the game-winning drive of the Super Bowl.
This is a moment they will never forget.
Each team would kick a field goal after that touchdown by Miller, and the Texans were staked to a 10-3 lead at the intermission.
Here we are, we got 100 guys that came together 3 months earlier, and none of us had ever played together, and we just got our playbooks handed to us, and we've come here to this point, and at halftime against the Dallas Cowboys, a storied franchise, and we're up 10-3 at halftime.
Well, the move was, you know, like I said, we had a bunch of young guys, and a bunch of young guys actually thought the game was over. Oh, we got them.
I just remember a lot of veterans yelling, "Treat it like it's nothing. Treat it like it's nothing." I remember the veterans saying that so many times, and I was like, "But it's not. We're winning."
I was trying to stay calm. I mean, I was fired up. Obviously, I was excited and wanted to win that game more than anybody.
A halftime fireworks show and a closed roof meant that there was some smoke in the air to start the second half.
Reliance Stadium looks like a 1970s rock concert. Smoke-filled building right now with the roof closed.
There was smoke everywhere, and you went out, and it was hot. It was kind of hard to breathe, and I think that's where the conditioning took over.
Yeah, it was definitely smoky. I mean, there was a lot of fireworks, a lot of smoke in the air, and, you know, with the dome closed and no air really flowing through. I mean, that smoke is kind of settling down there. I remember coming out after halftime, and it was pretty hazy. I mean, you could barely see, to the point where I was wondering if we were going to have to stick to running the ball for a while until the smoke cleared.
In the second half, Bradford and the Texans struck again.
Carr fakes the handoff, plants, he throws downfield, and he hits Bradford at the 30. He's loose, over the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown Houston! Reliance Stadium has erupted! The Texans score a long touchdown pass from David Carr to Corey Bradford, 65 yards, and the Texans are back in front.
Woodson was the safety, so I guess he was thinking David Carr's a rookie quarterback. No way in the world he's going to throw an all-go route in a cover two. I jumped up and made the play, and then again, Westbrook was behind me looking like, I can't believe this. And as soon as I caught the ball, you know, just, you know, made a play.
Yeah, he was amazing that night. I mean, that was so clutch. I just remember that play and him catching that long touchdown, and we're just like, whoa, oh my goodness, you know, we're just freaking out.
I don't even remember what I did. I don't know if I jumped in the stands or got on one knee and prayed. I did cartwheels. I can't even remember to this day what I did. I had to go back and look at the film.
I mean, here we are, and we were this expansion team that nobody really gives any kind of chance to win this game. And I think we had, you know, two or three rookies starting on the offensive line and like five on the whole offense. And, you know, I'm looking down the field at Corey Bradford running in for a touchdown against the Cowboys, and I'm thinking, this is great. This is the highlight of my life right now.
With time winding down, Seth Payne and Gary Walker got to Cowboys quarterback Quincy Carter for a sack in the end zone, icing the win.
The whole time, Gary and Seth kept, you know, telling the defense, hey, we got to make a play, because I had just made a play, and man, when the defense went back out that series, they had to look in the eye like, we're going to make a play.
Carter gets the snap. He's back in the end zone. He's in trouble. He's sacked for a safety. Gary Walker brings him down. It's a deuce for the Texans.
When we got that safety there at the end of the game, I can't think of another time in the NFL where I felt that kind of noise. And I say I felt that kind of noise because you didn't hear that noise. You felt it.
The roar of the crowd actually scared me. Like, it made me kind of flinch, and I looked around real quick, and then I looked back to the play, and then I checked the jumbotron just to make sure I saw what happened. It was absolute pandemonium that play.
I mean, that sealed the deal. I was just kind of like, and just freaking out. I mean, I was like a little kid in a candy store, just yelling and jumping around, acting a fool. It was an amazing play, but just to seal the victory right there like that, just, I mean, it felt amazing. It was awesome.
after that game, he told us, he was like, you know, guys, during training camp, these guys came in, they were talking a bunch of, you know, trash to us, but I kept telling y'all, you know, just be patient. We're just going to, you know, get a chance to really show them that, hey, we can play football.
It was just such a, just a feeling of elation when we won that game and when the crowd was going off like they were. It was really a unique experience. And for a regular season game at the beginning of the season, it was a really unique thing to have that kind of emotion and excitement over what should have been on paper just a normal regular season game.
Mr. McNair is in the locker room, and he was just telling us how proud he was. And I can look on his face and tell that he was so happy and so proud that, you know, he was part of bringing the Houston Texans to Houston, and that he really felt like, this really was no mistake getting a team here in Houston. This is going to be all right.
Because people ask me, like, what was your favorite game, or what was the most exciting game or the biggest game? And, you know, for me, it was that game. I played in a lot of games, played in a couple playoff games with the Colts, but with the Texans, you know, beating the Cowboys opening night in the inaugural game, for the inaugural season for this organization, that's just a special win for me. It always has a special place in my heart.
Looking back on it, nobody expected us to have a good season, and we didn't have a good season. But I think there were so many people in Houston that genuinely really just wanted to beat Dallas that year that in a lot of ways it was a successful season, because football had returned to Houston. We beat a rival, and it took 10 years for it to happen, but Houston was on its way to having a successful franchise again.
We came together as an expansion team that did not exist the year before, and we put together a game plan and the effort and hard work to go out there that first opening night of the season against the Dallas Cowboys, and we won that game. And there's nothing anybody could ever do or say that will change that.